Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. Our number remains the same, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. We've said on this show we are not going to take the bait, be distracted, focus singularly on the one issue now Democrats are clinging to like it's a lifeline, that somehow we finally found the issue that will save us in 2022. That does not mitigate the disastrous economy, the record inflation, a 40-year high, the highest prices we've ever paid for a gallon of gasoline, thus increasing the price of every single product at every single store that we go to, also resulting in higher heating and cooling costs. We're not going to negate or forget the fact that our borders are an absolute disaster. The economic policies are a disaster. Joe Biden giving up energy independence, a disaster on every level, national security. It's hurting our economy, contributing greatly to the 40-year high of inflation. And we're not going to forget that Joe Biden has not stepped up enough to help Ukraine actually beat Putin and win the war. Now, because they only want to focus now or ever talk about abortion. Now, a couple of things that they're not going to tell you is the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, once all but predicted Roe v. Wade would be overturned because it was on shaky legal grounds. They're not going to tell you for decades Joe Biden himself wanted Roe versus Wade tossed out in the 70s. Then Senator Biden stated, quote, "I don't like the Supreme Court decision on abortion. I think it went too far. I don't think that a woman has the sole right to say what should happen to her body." He said that in the 80s, Biden actually supported a constitutional amendment banning Roe versus Wade and letting the states decide abortion law. In other words, agreeing with me and many other constitutional scholars that this is bad law and that it will be up to the states. Now, pretty soon, what Americans are going to figure out is abortion. If Roe is overturned and Casey's overturned, that's not going to outlaw abortion in America. States will decide. And 67% of the American people believe in restrictions on abortion. So, you know, different states will have different laws. Liberal states will have very liberal laws. It's not that difficult to figure out. The comment was pretty telling. Yesterday, Biden referring to Roe v. Wade as the ability to abort a child. He didn't say a fetus. He didn't say a clump of cells. He said a child. Jen Psaki had no answer for Peter Ducey on that one. One of the smartest guys on the Constitution, of course, we have the great one, Mark Levin, but in the Senate is Senator Mike Lee of Utah. And I want to go over some of the nuances of this so everybody understands. But again, this is not going to be the defining issue in this campaign for the midterms. And we're glad to have him. He's written a new book. It'll be coming out in less than a month. If you want to get a first edition copy, you can go to Amazon.com. We'll put a link up on Hannity.com, soon to be in bookstores everywhere. Saving Nine, the fight against the left's audacious plan to pack the Supreme Court and destroy American liberty. Senator Mike Lee, who's up for re-election this year, with our full support. Senator, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Sean. It's good to be with you.
I don't even want to get into Mitt Romney because I have a lot to say on that topic, and maybe it's not politically that good for you, for me to speak out about it, but let's stay focused on this. Why is Roe bad law from a constitutional perspective? In layman's terms, I would argue that it created a right that was never enumerated in the Constitution or the intent of the framers.
Yes, that's perfectly well said. I would add here that it's not just that it wasn't enumerated in the Constitution. You can't even read anything in the Constitution that expressly or implicitly has anything to do with it. And so the Constitution, the original Constitution, made clear and made even more clear by the 10th Amendment, reveals that that's the sort of thing that's not to be decided by federal judges, but by the people's elected lawmakers, typically in their respective states. That's what.
Why don't you give us a Cliff Notes version of the 10th Amendment so people understand what it means to bring things back to the states?
Sure. The 10th Amendment says that powers that are not reserved for the federal government and powers that are not specifically prohibited by the Constitution for the states to exercise are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. When you reserve power to the states, you're reserving it for the people. It sets the default proposition that most laws are state laws. Most laws are not federal laws. And so what the Supreme Court did in Roe versus Wade is it said the people, the unwashed masses, the peasants, as this judicial oligarchy might have seen all of us, they can't make their own decision with regard to how to protect unborn human life. We're going to take that decision away from them, and we're going to pretend that it's in the Constitution. We've been pretending for 48 years as a country because they've asked us to do it. And so that's why Justice Alito's opinion is absolutely right. And I hope and pray that it does become the opinion of the court, the majority opinion, because Roe versus Wade was wrong and it needs to be overturned.
Don't you think it's likely that this is pretty revealing that that's where the court is headed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's also one of the reasons why there's such an attempt to denigrate, demonize, and delegitimize the Supreme Court right now by some of my colleagues. And I think it's also one of the reasons why this opinion was leaked, is they know Justice Alito is right. They know Justice Alito's opinion is probably going to get a majority, and that scares them to death. I mean, just look at Elizabeth Warren, one of my colleagues. She's freaking out about this, and she's long been trying to demonize and delegitimize the court, even leading up to this decision. She's been
well, let me play a little bit of Elizabeth Warren just to let people know exactly what you're talking about. This is her.
We can put that vote on the floor now. We can get everybody on record on where they stand on Roe versus Wade, where they stand on a woman's right to an abortion after she's been raped, where they stand on the right to an abortion for a 14-year-old who's been the victim of abuse, where they stand on the right to an abortion for some woman who can't support the children she has and is desperately trying to keep her family together. Let's get them on the record voting on that. And if we don't have enough votes to pass it now, we get everybody on the record, and then we take that to the public in November. We've got less than 200 days until Election Day. Roe versus Wade, in that sense, is on the ballot.
This is what the Republicans have been working toward this day for decades. They have been out there plotting, carefully cultivating these Supreme Court justices so they could have a majority on the bench who would accomplish something that the majority of Americans do not want. We have a right.
Dismembering
extremists. We've heard enough from the extremists, and we're tired of it.
I think you're right about this, and I think your book is going to be made perhaps more timely than you ever dreamed of or imagined, because this effort to pack the Supreme Court, they've been trying since Joe Biden got in the White House, and I have no doubt that they're going to continue now to use Roe as the mechanism to trigger a real debate on this. Where do you think this ends up?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Sean. They've been plotting to do this very sort of thing while accusing us of being the plotters. Think about it this way, Sean. Republicans have been out in the open for 48 years, nearly a half century, being opposed to Roe versus Wade because it was wrong. So to describe this as a plot, as if it were a secret conspiracy, is insane. That's the worst kept secret in the world because Roe was, in fact, wrong. They are the plotters. They are plotting already to pack the Supreme Court of the United States. She's been actively engaged in this for months. And you're right. My book, Saving Nine, available now for pre-order. Comes out June 7th, but it's available right now for pre-order on Amazon and elsewhere. But in Saving Nine, I explain why this is happening. I predicted about a year and a half ago that this was possibly going to be in the works. I suspected that they might try to do it. And that scared me to death. That's why I started writing this book. And you're right. It's coming out at a perfect time. So people want to pre-order a copy of Saving Nine right now so that they can find out what the arguments are going to be that will be raised, what happened the last time Democrats tried to do this to the Supreme Court in 1937. I'll give you a hint. They failed legislatively, but it left a bad mark on the Supreme Court, one that has adversely affected the American people ever since then. We cannot let this happen again, Sean. We cannot let Elizabeth Warren destroy the fabric of our country and undermine the foundations of our Constitution. That's what they're trying to do by packing the Supreme Court, and that's why I wrote Saving Nine.
So it's very interesting how the left has always acted. Things that they'd never get accomplished at the ballot box by convincing voters that it's the right thing to do and vote for them and really be truthful about what their true intentions are. What they'd never get done legislatively, they've always looked to the courts and judicial activism and justices that legislate from the bench as a means of not only circumventing co-equal branches of government and separation of powers, but it's their way by judicial fiat to impose these things on the American people. Now, we both know that if Roe is overturned, abortion will be legal probably in every state in the union. I don't know of a state that will outlaw it completely. Do you?
No, I don't. And that's the point. You would think by listening to them, many of them, including her, have made statements suggesting that the Supreme Court had the power and the inclination to immediately criminalize abortion in all cases, in every state, in all circumstances. None of that is true. All it did was to say the people get to decide this through their elected lawmakers. They're scared of that, Sean. They can't handle that. And that's exactly why they have to delegitimize the court. That's also why they accuse us of doing the very same thing that they're doing, politicizing the court. Look what happens when Republicans get their way with nominees on the Supreme Court. We decide cases according to the Constitution. When they do it their way, they veer around the Constitution, falsely invoking it, reading things into the Constitution that aren't there, and it politicizes the court. Now they're trying to politicize it again by saying we have to pack it. If you read Elizabeth Warren's statement back in December, just a few months ago, explaining why she wanted to pack the Supreme Court of the United States, she says we need to pack it because we don't like the political direction in which Republicans are trying to take it. That's the irony. That's the hypocrisy that I expose in Saving Nine.
All right, quick break. Right back. We'll continue more with Senator Mike Lee. His new book is coming out. If you want a first edition copy, Saving Nine, the fight against the left's audacious plan to pack the Supreme Court and destroy American liberty. Amazon.com, Hannity.com, and soon bookstores everywhere.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Gold Co. at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Gold Co. at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. All right, we continue. Senator Mike Lee of Utah, by the way, we're supporting his victory come this November. I know he's loved in Utah. He has a new book out. If you want a first edition copy, you can go to Amazon.com, Hannity.com. It's called Saving Nine, The Fight Against the Left's Audacious Plan to Pack the Supreme Court and Destroy American Liberty. So when the progressives under President Woodrow Wilson threatened the legitimacy of the Supreme Court that they didn't agree with, when FDR nearly succeeded in packing the court, what was it, 1937, 1938, somewhere around there, a bid to force through the most radical parts of his New Deal agenda, you know, it wasn't successful. And where do you see this ending up ultimately? Because maybe in the minds of some people, they don't really understand the real deep, significant importance of the judicial branch of government when you have a dispute between the executive branch, legislative branch, or other constitutional issues. That's where the courts, you know, play their most vital role. So, in other words, where does this end? Will people be able to absorb how profound that would be?
I hope so. And that's why I wrote Saving Nine. I want people to be able to absorb how profound, how destructive, how devastating this will be. Even if it doesn't succeed as a legislative matter. Now, if it succeeds as a legislative matter, it will be absolutely disastrous. Because it'll turn the court away from being an adjudicative body, an independent judicial body. It'll turn into a political body. One that will eventually become huge, by the way, resembling the intergalactic Senate in Star Wars, because it'll be a one-way ratchet. Democrats add four here. Republicans, next time they have the chance, add four there. And it continues to grow inexorably. But even if it fails legislatively, it still will be a disaster. I explain why when FDR tried this in 1937, even though it failed, it intimidated, it threatened, it delegitimized, it harassed Supreme Court justices to the point that they changed their jurisprudence. And I explain in the book what happened as a result of that. It hasn't been pretty.
Yeah, it really isn't. Anyway, I look forward to it. We look forward also to your victory in November, and we wish you the best. You are a needed voice that clings to the Constitution and the rule of law, and one of the few that actually has that deep abiding knowledge and reverence for our Constitution. Anyway, Senator Mike Lee of Utah, his new book coming out in June, and it's called Saving Nine, The Fight Against the Left's Audacious Plan to Pack the Supreme Court and Destroy American Liberty. Amazon.com, if you want a first edition copy. We have a link up on Hannity.com. And, Senator, always great to have you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. With all the bad economic news, I keep going over. I wonder if people are going to get depressed. But I got to give some good news. Anyway, the good news is we can all be the masters of our own destiny. And there's good news in ways you can save money. We all have cell phones. Now, many of you still have not joined the stampede away from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and joined the Pure Talk revolution, because they're offering you the exact same coverage as the big carriers. They use the exact same cell towers as the big carriers, the exact same 5G network as the big carriers, and you're saving about 50% off every single month. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. It only takes 10 minutes of your time. You can be switched over to Pure Talk in less than 10 minutes. Now, for the exact same service, they have more plans than the big providers as well. And if you're worried about it, well, listen to Dave from New York. He says he was hesitant to make the switch. He has the exact same plan that he had with Verizon for $170. It now costs him $49 with Pure Talk, the exact same plan. He worried then that his next concern was how difficult it would be to make the change. He said it was simple. Verizon quickly gave me a code number without trying to talk me out of it. I now enjoy the same plan, but I'm saving $120 a month. That's real money. Make the switch. Join the stampede. Just dial #250. Say the keyword save now. #250. Keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
Covers the real truth about the politics of D.C. He's your watchdog on Big Brother every day. Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Bethany is in the great state of Tennessee. Where in Tennessee are you, Bethany?
I am. Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's, you probably don't remember me.
Where in Tennessee are you?
I'm in Murfreesboro, so just south of Nashville.
Love it. Great area.
But yeah, Robbie Starbuck, I know, has been on your show. My husband hopefully is going to be working security for him soon for something.
He's really great
officer. Yeah, great guy. But anyway, you spoke to me about 20 years ago when I was in high school. I called into the show about my high school, who's extremely liberal, and they had changed the name of a class to, like, Our Country's History, because they didn't want America in it, something like that. It was a long time ago. But I kind of wanted to follow up with you on that, because at that time, I was like 15 or 16. I'm 34, mom of three now. And
wow.
I.
By the way, thank you for staying with us that long. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Seriously, it's an honor to even talk to you. So thank you for taking my call. But
I'm curious, what did I tell you at the time? And then I want you to tell your story.
Sure. Well, basically, you were just really encouraging to me. And you were just, you know, telling me that I had a good future ahead of me and that to stay the course and basically not listen to the liberal pukes that I was dealing with in my high school. It was a private school.
That sounds like me. Go ahead.
Yeah, pretty much. It was horrible. And I was made fun of constantly, which made me even more determined to, you know, make sure that I, you know, stayed the course, because I knew that their persecution of me was just meant that I was doing the right thing. And I was reading your book, Let Freedom Ring, which my uncle back in New York had given to me or told me about. And I had to do an art project in this very liberal teacher's class And she wouldn't accept it because I used your quote on my art project about entrusting the education of our children to people who loathe and hate our nation. And I used it in the form of the Twin Towers with the American flag behind it.
Wow.
And I was so excited about it, and I loved the quote. It really stuck out to me. And yeah, she wouldn't take it because she said it was hate speech. But
you got to be kidding me! And
I'm dead serious, sir.
You know, yeah. First of all, I want to give you props on something. You call me when you're 15, 16 years old.
Yes.
One
sir.
Of the hardest things for kids that age is everybody wants to be accepted. There's a heavy, heavy pressure on conformity. Now, liberals like to talk about, they give lip service to individuality, except if you're a conservative, then of course, you know, all bets are off
and
any name that they want to call you is free. It's open season, right?
So
there's total hypocrisy on it.
You know, yes.
But every young person wants to be accepted. Nobody wants to be ostracized. It's, I guess, part of the social construct and very normal. There's nothing abnormal about it.
Right.
But in life, and most times kids your age at that age don't get it. The pressure is just too great. And they're not strong enough yet, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, to stand up and not care what other people think. In this life,
they were horrible to me. It was hard. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I knew better. And I knew, especially as a Christian and somebody who knew that, you know, take up your cross and follow. And somebody knew that Jesus said, if they're going to persecute me, they're going to persecute you. So if they
the servant is not above the servant is not above the master. What they did to him, that's all true. So tell me now, you're a mom. How old are your kids?
I have newborn twins, twin
Congratulations.
Boys. Congratulations. Thank you. January 31st, I had twins, and then I have a three-year-old boy. And I'm married to a retired police officer. We're actually from Saratoga Springs, New York.
Wow.
So we moved down here, and my dad
Good
was
for you.
So, you know. Yeah,
by the way, isn't it a bit of a culture shock? It was for me, having been raised in New York. But in my heart, I'm from the South. I'm a Southerner. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. I mean, I got the same old fashioned values. And my only fear about people from states like New York, New Jersey, 59% of people in New Jersey want to get out. A poll that came out in the last week and a half.
Yeah, and I don't blame them.
just don't bring your dumb voting patterns with you.
Because
then you're going to ruin the state that you're going to and turn it into the state you've abandoned.
Correct. And yes, and that's like we were living in Texas for a few years, and we said, don't California my Texas, because people were moving there in droves for the same reason. You know, you look at Nancy Pelosi's district. Yeah, you know, you want to come here and vote that way, you're going to end up in a homeless encampment just like you voted out of, or you left. So anyway, I know.
So your life otherwise is good. You got three beautiful children. You're going to have a very busy life. And the only advice, I'm the last person to give advice on this sort of thing. But I found that as my kids got older, they needed me more. Does that make sense? Like they needed, when they were young, they weren't really getting in trouble, you know, but when they get to those teenage years, I really had to hone in on where they were, who they were with, what they were doing. They're not perfect kids, but they're good kids.
Yeah.
And you're going to go through the fear that every parent has, and that is, okay, sex, drugs, drinking, all of the above, and worry about it all. And you're going to have those tough conversations with your kids. And the sad part is about the school system is here you're instilling values in children, and they feel they have the right. There are children, Joe Biden said last week. No, they're not.
They happen
to have mommies and daddies. They're not potted plants.
Right. And that's why I'm not sending my kids to public school.
I mean, then, you know, for most parents, you know, for too many parents, that's just not an option. It's expensive. My parents couldn't afford it, but they sent all four of their kids to Catholic schools for 12 years.
Wow.
And one of my sisters might have graduated a year early, so she went to a public school for the last year. But it's the most challenging and in the end, the most rewarding. You raise those kids with your values, your belief in God, faith, family, country, and I don't think you can go wrong. life is hard. You got to accept that fact. We all get hit. It's not a matter of how hard you get hit. It's a matter of how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, as Rocky says famously to his son in the last Rocky movie. That's what winning is all about. So you're going to get, nothing's going to hit as hard as life, but you're going to be the one, you're going to be the rock that guides those children through the troubled waters of a culture gone nuts. And hopefully they'll be like you, a positive force for change in their future, like apparently your dad was for you. Look, probably forcing you to listen to talk radio. I don't know many 15, 16-year-olds. I was listening to it, but many people that age don't listen to talk radio, right?
That's true. We were listening to you. You know, we were listening to when you were on Hannity and Combs. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, Savage Nation, all of those things. And I actually loved it because I learned so much from you. And I heard you keep speaking to different people. And I'm like, this guy's on point. He knows what he's talking about. I could learn something from him. And then I got your Let Freedom Ring book. And I was like, I ate it up. And that's why, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to send you an autographed copy for Mother's Day of my book, Live Free or Die. There are signed copies if you want to order for any friend or mom, maybe for Mother's Day. Yeah. You can still get it in time. Bethany, God bless you. God bless your kids, sir. All three of them, the two new twins. And we appreciate you sticking with us all this time and call back again. We'd love to hear from you.
I would. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you. Thanks again.
Thank you, too. Darlene is in New Jersey. What's up, Darlene? How are you?
Hi, Sean. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Darlene, did you know that 59% of your fellow New Jerseyans want to leave New Jersey? 59%. Wow.
I believe it. My mother just bought a house in Pennsylvania, so we're almost on the way. But I drive Grubhub in northern New Jersey, and I stay with my boyfriend down here in Caldwell, you know, during the week, and then I go up to Pennsylvania on the weekend. So it's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool. Now, do you like being a Grubhub driver? Now, I use Uber Eats, but I use it very rarely because I cook all my own food.
I try to cook all my own food also. And yes, I do like it. I just got the new Ford Maverick, so I'm getting about 45 miles to the gallon.
Wow. Oh, that's smart, because then that saves you money. Yeah, great idea. Now, do you find people are generous or a lot of people cheapskates?
It's gotten less and less generous because they're adding more and more fees. So the tips are not so good. And the amount of time I have to drive to and from places for like $6 order has gotten ridiculous.
Oh, boy. I never tip less than I might tip $20. I'll pay more for the food for the delivery person than I do for the food.
Ask for me. I'll drop off anything.
The problem is I'm a little far. I'd have to pay you hundreds of dollars in tips for that one. But anyway, what else? Tell me more about it. Regular people, I assume you talk to them. What are they telling you every day?
That's what I called to tell you about, because I've noticed a shift. I'm getting gas every single day. I'm at all different kind of gas stations all around northern New Jersey, and I am totally shocked at all of the attendants at the gas stations or people in the restaurants or even people at the grocery store now who are totally upset about the gas prices. And I'm noticing more and more minorities who are voicing their absolute disgust for Biden. And how, you know, they might not have liked Trump's rhetoric, but, you know, now they're just miserable. I mean, this is just miserable.
The average family household, because of Biden inflation, Biden gas hikes, is paying a Biden inflation tax averaging per household $5,200 to $5,700 on average per household. That's how bad it is in real terms, real money. Now, I'm going to venture a guess, too. I'm betting where in the past, maybe people, you know, purchased their food from either restaurants or maybe a step up from a pizza place or McDonald's. Let me venture a guess that more people are ordering the cheaper fast food type of places. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, I do see that also. Yes.
Because they can't afford the more expensive food, and they got to cut back somewhere, right?
Well, I think they're definitely cutting back on tipping, I can tell you, because I've been doing this about a year and a half now, and I have noticed a steady decline in tipping. So they're ordering from Wendy's, and then they're only tipping like a dollar or two. Sometimes I might drive like, you know, 6-7 miles to deliver something.
Oh, that's insane. I mean, look, folks, you gotta, if you're going to order a service and you know that the person that's delivering that food you're dying to get and too lazy to go out and get yourself, you know, you got to take care of the folks. You got to take care of the drivers. They make it. This is how they make their living. They're not making it in salary. They make it in tips. And it's look, I've always tried to be very generous when it comes to tipping, only because that's my background. And I just urge people, if you can't afford the tip, don't order the food at that point. But listen, Darlene, God bless you. Stay in touch with us. And I hope customers tell you that we're going to tip you more, because I heard Sean Hannity say that we should do that. Okay.
Thank you, Sean. You're a sweetheart.
Hang in there, Darlene. Thanks for what you do. I've had craving nights, and I'll like break down my diet. And I'm like, I need a quarter pound of cheese, French fries, and a Coke. And I've used Uber Eats. Look at Linda. She still has never bought her poor son a Happy Meal. How miserable this poor kid must be.
Can we tell the audience the very funny story when you texted me? You're coming to the studio. And you know, you're on this, you know, diet now where you eat things that I typically would eat. So it's super weird. And you text me on the way in. Yes,
I eat meat. I eat protein. I eat eggs, spinach.
Yeah, but you're eating salad. You never ate salad. You never eat spinach. You never looked at kale or cauliflower. Please, you didn't even know what it was.
I can occasionally do cauliflower and broccoli. I don't love it, but I do it.
But all that to say, you text me one day.
I
got to
soak it in avocado oil, though. That's what I cook in.
I don't think you're supposed to soak anything in oil. That sounds really gross, but
avocado is a very healthy oil.
I'm fully aware that I don't think you're supposed to soak in it. I think you use it as
I mean. I put more to give it some flavor.
Uh-huh. Well, anyways, I'm going to tell my story here because it's funny. You come into the studio and you're like, hey, Lynn, you know what? Instead of doing like salads and stuff today, could you order me? And it was like the most ridiculous order of like pastrami and corned beef and fries. And I wrote you back. I'm like, who is this? I don't know who this is. Who is this that's texting me?
I do have a weakness.
Like you had that day.
Yeah. I don't know. I must have been having a craving. But I like corned beef because I love the fat.
I know. I've seen you eat it. It's disgusting.
So delicious. So delicious. I make my own corned beef. It's phenomenal.
You're actually a very good cook. I'm going to be very honest. You are a very, very good cook.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. That was very nice of you to say. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno, and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members, and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.